Welcome to another episode of RJ Bell's Dream Preview MLB Edition. My name is Taylor Ringgold, and I'm with my co-host here, Griffin Warner. Griff, how was your weekend? Because you know my weekend was interesting.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm joining you from the beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, former stomping grounds of yours truly. We'll have to ring the register and say that we went 0-2 in our best bets. But I got to spend a long time on Broadway this weekend, and I got to say, it was a grand old time. Next time I'm here, if you're listening, please tell me where to go. I spent a lot of time with Jason Aldean's, and I'll wrap this up here. It's a beautiful place. If you haven't been, bachelorettes, bachelors, get here. It's a great spot to be.
Speaking of that, I was at my own little bachelor party this weekend. One of my buddies is getting married next month. It was a great time.
What an idiot.
Went to the Met and Mariner game today. The Mariners snuck in a nice W, 8-7. Mets almost got it, but it was a beautiful day. I had great seats. If you follow me on Twitter, you guys can see the photos from today. It was fantastic. Anyway, Griff, we'll do a quick news and notes. I just told about my Met game appearance today. That's one of the news and notes. And the other one here is the no-hitter that happened Sunday afternoon against the two worst teams in the league practically on any given day, the Reds and the Pirates. The Pirates won 1-0 without recording a hit. It was the sixth time in Major League history that a team was no hit and they actually won the game. The last time that happened was in 2008 when the Angels played the Dodgers. So what do you think about that? I mean, that's just, I mean, it's embarrassing for both teams, let's be honest, but the Reds just keep being the Reds.
I mean, I'm really happy for how much coverage the Pirates and the Reds get on the show three times a week, as soon as the NBA playoffs are going to get done. Spoiler alert. There we go. Out there to the masses. We're getting another show. Hit our bosses up to get us to get more and sooner. But anyway, yeah, you know, crazy stuff, but that's what you expect from bad teams, I guess.
That's what you expect from bad teams. It just keeps getting worse and worse. And with that being said, let's talk about this Monday slate. We all know Monday slates are usually small. This one's a little bigger than normal, but what do we got here first, Grift?
Well, let's go into it right away. We'll give best bets end of show. Stay tuned for that, but we'll go through do a quick and dirty, as I think everyone wants on a Monday when you're listening to us. I'll start with the Nationals, Aaron Sanchez at Marlins, Sandy Alcantara. Currently, we got Sandy, a minus $2 favorite, minus 200, over under 7. The Nats are a class below the Marlins, in my opinion, but this is a big number for Sandy to lay because I feel like Sandy hasn't been that good this year. I love him. I'm sure you do. But are you worried about Sandy right now?
A little bit. You know, it's – because I remember watching him last year, and there was moments where Sandy Alcantara was absolutely lights out dominant. It's always nice seeing those young Marlin pitchers kind of get in the groove of it, and Pablo Lopez is having that great year so far, but Alcantara is going to be having a good season either not this year or next year. But with that being said, I got to want to take Sandy Alcantara in this one. The Nationals lineup isn't great. It's just Juan Soto, and that's just about it. So – I'm going to go, yes, minus 200. I'm still going to have to.
Monster number.
I know. I still got to pick against the Nationals here.
Yeah, I mean, Nelly Cruz has been struggling. Maybe he's finally hit the old man wall, but maybe not because he seems to steroids helped. We'll go to Cardinals at Mets, where you are very familiar with coming just back home from Citi Field. We've got Miles Michaelis at Trevor Williams. Currently, Trevor Williams is a slight favorite at home. Looks like minus 115. Cardinals kind of are looking, I mean, based on their series with the Giants, I got to say, I'm not sure about them right now. I think the Giants were favored in all the games this weekend, so that's not a great sign. The Mets lost today, but I still think they're a good home team. They got a good squad. Maybe not as strong of a lineup, but you think Miles Michaelis can pitch to contact and get through these guys?
I don't know, man. You know, being in New York and working at a local New York City radio station, I watch the Yankees and Mets quite often. And when you watch a team in person, you get a real experience. And this Met team is special. Being down in this game on Sunday against the Mariners, they fought back to the very end. Alonso struck out with the bases loaded. to end the ball game, but they were down by three going into the ninth. So this team really just does not give up. Their special team, Trevor Williams, isn't the most, you know, awesome name to see on a starting pitcher's duel here. But you know what? I think I'm going to go with the Mets, even with how great Michaelis is starting this season with a 1.49 ERA.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd buy Miles Michaelis right now, but I do think that he's a better pitcher than Trevor Williams. Next we'll go Pittsburgh with a win on a no-hitter, despite being no-hit. They're visiting Chicago, no starter for Pittsburgh yet, so I'll pass that one along. A good series here, probably. The Braves at the Brewers. You got Ian Anderson at Freddie Peralta, a rematch probably of the series just a couple, I think last weekend. But Peralta, -125 favorite, over-under is 8. Freddie Peralta struggled this year to start the year off. Ian Anderson, I feel like when he has control, he's really good. That seems to be fleeting a little bit more than you'd expect. Braves still aren't really in a great shape right now, record-wise, but they're moving the right direction. And I got to say, I think Freddie's going to miss bats. So I think I prefer the Brewers here.
Yeah, you know what? That's not a terrible pick. And you are right. Peralta has started off a little shaky to start off the year. And also, his other counterpart, Brendan Woodruff, has also started off a little shaky as well. A few moments, but you know, Ian Anderson isn't the most overpowering starting pitcher. He's more, I guess, what Griff loves this, just loves saying this pitch to contact kind of guy, and he is, but he does have nice stuff. But Freddie Peralta, I think this is gonna be a nice start for him at home.
All right, next on the list, I do like the Ian Anderson changeup to give him a little bit
of. Oh my god, I think it's I think it's very underrated, like one of the best changeups in the game. It really drops off the table.
There we go. So I'm not only saying the same things over and over again. Next, we'll go Giants at Rockies, a battle at Coors Field. Alex Wood at Antonio Sensatella. Currently Sensatella, Alex Wood is a -144 road favorite. Total is 11 right now. Very juiced the over. Might see an 11.5 by the time this goes off. Alex Wood is good stuff, but he doesn't last very long in games. And I feel like he can get himself into some trouble. Whereas Antonio Sensatella throws a fastball all the time. And somehow it moves enough that he doesn't get hit too hard. I feel like the Giants are starting to get priced like they're a really good team, and maybe we'll see that come out of them sometime soon. I'm not sure we've seen it yet, but I think it's time for the Rockies boat to sink. So I'm not really looking to back Colorado here.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And what's really funny, looking at Sensatella's stats, he has 8 Ks on the year. 8 Ks. Not the big strikeout guy. I'm definitely going to go jump the boat here with same boat as my main man, Griffey.
That sinking boat, that Titanic, maybe. I mean, I guess it's yes. not that yet. We got Diamondbacks then visiting the Dodgers. Got Bumgarner at Gonsolin. Not a great series for the Dodgers hosting the Phillies, I got to say. They're still a really good team, but maybe not as dominant as we were expecting. Currently, Gonsolin, a -220 favorite. Over-under is 8.5. Gonsolin's been great. Doesn't go deep in games, but that Dodger bullpen is super deep. And Bumgarner is not the same guy that he used to be. You playing the snakes here?
We said on last episode too, Griff, that we're impressed by this Diamondbacks team starting off so poorly, where everyone was batting under their weight, and their rotation is a little, it's kind of nasty a little bit with what we're seeing with the numbers. The big names of Gallen and Kelly and Bumgarner aren't throwing, you know, not going to really scare a lot of hitters, but they're pitching well. The Dodgers came off a walk-off just today, beating the Phillies in the final game of the series at home. Continue the homestand. I'm still going to go with the Dodgers here.
Yeah, it's good for motivation. You need those wins to stack them up, because one could turn to 2, could turn to 12 on that type of team. Next, we'll go the American League. You got Fieto visiting Corey Kluber, Tigers at the Rays. Kluber -188 favorite. Current total is 7.5. And Fieto has had, I think, I've heard some good things said about him as a decent prospect in the Tigers system. Problem with the Tigers prospects is they haven't really delivered, and they've had a lot of big pitching prospects recently. So I don't know if I can judge Fieto on that yet. Corey Kluber, on the other hand, I mean, she's shown that he can get blown up pretty quickly, and that's been happening fairly often. But if you look at the two differences in these teams, I mean, the Rays are a contender for the AL East. The Tigers are awful. So it's hard to back bad teams on the road when they got to go into a really big cavernous park, somehow win in 9 innings, because in extras, I think you really favor the Rays here. Got anything on Fieto for us?
No, I don't. But I have a little thing on Kluber, though. If you're going to be betting on this game, just be wary that this is going to be a bullpen-type game for the Rays. There's I don't have a lot of faith in Kluber going the distance. You know, maybe if we're lucky to see five good innings out of Kluber, you know, he's at a point in his career where he's there as the veteran guy in the rotation, and he's going to try doing as much as he can. So four or five innings would be nice, but I'm definitely back in the race in this one.
Yeah, I think five. I mean, going the distance for a starter now is probably six innings. So, yeah, I don't think he'll go even that far. But next on the list, we'll go to the Yankees. I'll give you your every show time to gush on the Yanks. You got Luis Severino at Bradish. Currently, Severino minus 210 favorite. 8.5 is the total. Pretty big number, but the Yanks own the Orioles. You worried about the series at all?
You know what? I'm not, but I'm a little bit, because the Orioles are the team to really mess around and screw with the Yankees. It's how it's really always been. There's moments where the Yankees demolished them in a three-game set, or earlier in the year where the Orioles kind of snuck up and scared the shit out of the Yankees. I'm definitely going to be picking Severino here, but this Orioles team loves to mess around with the Yankees. I'll just say that for all you gamblers out there, just be wary.
Yeah, I think the Orioles, I mean, they got dominated by the Yankees for a long time, but they're clearly going in different directions. In-division matchups can be a little weird from time to time, but I just don't know how you pick when to back the Orioles. They're probably not going to get swept in every series against the Yankees, but I don't know why this one would be any different than the next. Next we'll go Seattle Mariners visiting the Toronto Blue Jays. Chris Flexen visiting Yusei Kikuchi, former Mariners pitcher, currently – I don't know if we're flexing on him anymore. Flexen's been kind of struggling. But Kikuchi, a minus 154 favorite right now. Total is 8.5. And Kikuchi, I got to say, he's been really good lately. A little bit surprising to me. I feel like he's fared, maybe got a little bit lucky. But from what I've seen, the stats have kind of backed up. Maybe what the Toronto staff and organization does with lefties is they know how to get them to pitch well. He's going against a Seattle team that can't really hit. And Chris Flexen is throwing the contact. And that's really scary. Against the Jays lineup, I don't think his price is big enough for me on Flexen.
Yeah, Flexen's 1-5 on the year. That is, and also the Mariners underperformed. They're coming off a win here in Queens, but I'm going to take Kikuchi. Kikuchi has a sneaky fastball that maybe touches 97. So I like Kikuchi. I've always really liked him. You know, he's kind of a crafty lefty and throws a little gas at the same time. Definitely need this win to open up the series.
Yeah, he's got some swing and miss stuff, which is really important, but haven't seen enough of it yet to really believe in him. Next, we'll go Astros at Red Sox. Pretty big series, potentially, for the Red Sox to try to climb out of the depths and the doldrums. But Jake Odorizzi got pushed back for this start on Monday. I'm not sure exactly if that was injury-related or what, but a little bit of pause on that one because he's really struggled until kind of turning it on as of late. Jake Odorizzi visiting Garrett Whitlock. Unfortunately, the former Yankee that got away in the Rule 5 draft, who has been so good for the Red Sox. Currently, Whitlock minus 110 favorite. Over-under is 8.5, juice to the over. I don't see a lot of runs in this one, and if I do, I kind of feel like they're coming from the home team. What do you think?
You are reading my mind. As bad as this offense has been for the Red Sox, almost historically bad for their organization, I think I'm going to run with this team because Odorizzi isn't a strikeout guy. He's got 17 Ks on the season. He's more of the ground ball, fly ball type pitcher. But yeah, I'm going to go with this Red Sox team. Whitlock, yeah, the Yankees let him go. And unfortunately, he's actually killing it. Right now, he's got a 2.19 ERA. I'm going Sox on this one.
He somehow throws a sinker past people. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but it works. And might hear something about that from me later in the show. Next, we'll go. Sorry. You got to claim it. Next, we'll go Angels at the Rangers. Currently, Noah Syndergaard is a minus 136 favorite at John Gray. Total is 8. The Rangers haven't really been respected a lot in lines this year. I'll put it that way. I think there's some flaws in the Syndergaard game because he doesn't have 96 or 98 anymore, it seems like, in that arm, which worries me. Maybe that's going to come back, but I feel like we haven't seen it yet, and we're kind of deep in the season now. I think from where I look, I still don't believe in the Angels being that much better than the Rangers, but John Gray and then a lot of question marks behind him. I'm not sure the Rangers are good enough for me here. What do you think?
Is minus 136 is a little suspect a little bit?
It's a little bigger than I made it, actually. So you're saying they're too respectful of the Angels or disrespectful
I don't know. I feel like this would be, you know, maybe closer to like 180. I don't, Syndergaard is pitching so well this year. You know, he's really pitching well. And it's nice to see being, you know, be able to see him all the time here in Queens. But the Angels are playing so freaking well right now. Offensively, they're clicking. Their pitching, surprisingly, is starting to click. I think I'm going to take Syndergaard, though. I really am. I think I'm going to take Syndergaard and the Angels.
Yeah, I mean, I can't blame you. John Gray has always been seemingly like a bad luck pitcher for me, or just maybe not being very good. But he doesn't have a lot of support in that team. The Rangers are still in a process of trying to get to a point where they can win games. I just think there's probably the market is sensing that Syndergaard's been a little bit fortunate to be where he is. Course, I forgot to check in for my Southwest flight as always. But anyway, I'm gonna, I think, move on from that one. And then we got sure. The White Sox. Sorry, unfortunately, at the Royals, no White Sox starter right now. Looks like Brad Keller for Kansas City. And last but not least, we have Chris Archer and the Twins visiting Zach Logue, I believe, for the Oakland Athletics. Currently, Archer -127 favorite. On the road. Actually didn't know his first name, but just assume every time you see a Z and it's a pitcher, it's probably a white guy named Zach. Over under is 7.5. Archer's been okay. I mean, I think he missed the whole spring, so hard to see like what that could be for what he's going to turn into, but he's been going short in games, unfortunately, but he's been playing well. And I think the Twins also, same sort of story. They've been playing well too. And the A's are a AAA team. What do you think?
You love say the AAA team. And guess what? You're kind of right, though. But you're kind of right. So I'm going to give you that. But look, the Twinkies are playing pretty well. They are capitalizing on how bad the White Sox have been so far. Chris Archer, I don't know if I can back Chris Archer, though. Chris Archer is not what he used to be, 10 years ago when he was at the Pirates? You know, sure. And the Rays, he wasn't even much there either, so... I might back Oakland in this one. I might, because Archer is just, he's not, I don't trust him. I just don't.
I mean, he's not the same arm. He doesn't have the velocity that he used to.
Right.
He was.
And no Correa either. There's no Correa.
Yeah. Which is a big deal for that. I mean, he's so good defensively. Like, you wouldn't really think about that, I don't think, so often in Major League Baseball these days, but he makes every play. He guns guys down at the plate. And I think they're so much better than the A's. I mean, maybe I'm falling in love with the record, but that's where we're at. And so I'll start best bets for today's show. I'm going to go with that game I highlighted earlier, the Red Sox. I'm going to go back them -110 at home. Garrett Whitlock hosting Jake Odorizzi. Not a believer in Odorizzi. Love Whitlock. Do not love, the Red Sox bullpen. But I'm going to hold my nose, put my snorkel on, and try to survive under this downpour of tumultuous rainwater. How about you?
I do agree with that pick. I do like that. I might be betting that myself for Monday's games, but my best bet for Monday is I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go with the Angels on this one. I'm kind of a believer in Syndergaard right now, and this offense for the Angels is one of the best in the league. Angels and Dodgers, Yankees and Mets, the four best teams in the league right now, and they're staying hot continuously. So you know, even watching this Angels game the other night when Rendon hit the home run left-handed. So this lineup, this bullpen, this starting rotation is pitching really well. So I'm going to go Angels here. Griff?
All right. I'll drop my Twitter handle, @TheReal_GWarner. Find me on Twitter. The soccer stuff will be coming to an end soon. So we're going to be all baseball all the time, baby. How about you, Taylor?
Love that, Griff. We love it. More content all the time. You can follow me on Twitter. @TaylorRingold, TaylorRingold. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening for another episode of RJ Bell's Dream Preview MLB Edition. We will catch you guys on the next episode. Bet smart and go win me some money. All right, we'll talk to you guys later.